Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
We've got the pleasure of introducing Clive Gardiner from RNIB's Head of Services. So, hi, Clive.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, and would you like to tell us a little bit about your role at the RNIB before we go on to some of the new projects what are just due to launch?
I joined RNIB 1 year ago in August, at the same time as RNIB formed a new department called Solutions. So the part of Solutions that I look after is everything to do with reading services, so from libraries through to magazines and to talking books. And then also I look after content services, which is everywhere around the country that RNIB produces audio content. So that could be talking books in Camden, it could be Insight Radio in Glasgow, it could be talking newspapers and magazines based in Heathfield, and recording books and various volunteer reading work that we do in Peterborough. So for the first time under Solutions, all these teams are being brought together, and my job looks after everyone that's involved in those areas, which is about 95 people.
Right. So you've got some really exciting things coming up, haven't you, within the RNIB and your department, in the reading department specifically. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, very much so. The middle of September is very exciting for us because it announces two expansions of our audiobook service. So the first one is to do with our flagship service, Talking Books, has been around for 79 years, believe it or not. And what we are able to launch next Monday is the option for people to have their talking books on USB sticks if they choose. So one of the things that we've learned at RNIB in recent times in research and in surveys is that not everybody wants the same thing. And so many, many people are very happy with Daisy CDs. And I should say straight away that every new book that we add will always be available in Daisy CD. So we do believe that's the very best experience, and we're committed to continuing to produce that. But by the same token, there are some people who have been telling us that they don't have a Daisy player. They like the little USB players that you can buy for about £30. Perhaps they take a local talking newspaper, or perhaps they take books from Calibre. And they would like us to be able to offer talking books to them on those formats as well. So that's the first announcement. So it's an expansion of the flagship service. So we're very proud that finally we're able to do that. The second thing is we're also able to offer the option for people to digitally download their talking books. So that's a new service called RNIB Overdrive. And that's available also from next Monday the 15th. And we've been trialing it for 3 months earlier in the year with 150 people of all ages and all capabilities with regard to digital stuff. It's definitely not just for technical experts. And what we found is people that even describe themselves as quite basic in terms of knowledge found that with some support from RNIB, they could choose, download, listen, return a book all from the comfort of either their computer or even their smartphone or iPad.
Right. So I know obviously the talking book on the USB people are quite familiar with, so that's a really good transition and will allow obviously a lot more people to access the talking book service, especially now with the Daisy players not being part of the subscription. And I think it's good that you have got the new services, because there was a lot of controversy at the time of the change, but hopefully the new services will actually appease that, and people will find an alternative if the Daisy is not the right thing.
Michael, if I could just come in there. I mean, the change that you're talking about there is the announcement that was in November of last year to say that we're no longer going to provide a player. Mm-hmm. Now, actually, the books only option for £50 has been around for ages, and it was there for people who already have their own players. Now, of course, it's nothing to do with RNIB that the companies that make the players don't make them in the same quantity anymore. So we were spending so much time and so much money repairing them, and at the same time, the parts like CD drives and batteries were becoming scarcer and scarcer. And we looked at our role. We talked to various customers around the country, and what we should be about is providing as much content on the choices that people want, so the formats that they want, and that's a much better investment for us than going out and buying 35,000 more Daisy players, even if we could, and actually in the world market you can't anywhere. So the problem with that, the timing of that decision, is we could only tell people the bad news, and the reason that that news came out in November of last year was because of council budgets, because a lot of councils very kindly support blind and partially sighted people in their regions with the Talking Book service. And of course, in their budget planning for the next March-April period, they need to know things in advance. So it kind of came with bad news, but there was none of the good news. Because the good news is actually, and there's lots of it, is that we are producing more content going forward than we've ever done before. So we're producing more books than we've ever done before, and we are giving people additional choices. So nothing that I've said is instead of anything, it's as well as. So if people are very happy with Daisy players and Daisy CDs, absolutely, that's going to be a staple feature on everything that we do going forward. But it's just there are other kinds of players out there and other kinds of people who perhaps don't need such complex navigation options. And those are the people that we now can talk to for the first time and just say, well, look, we've got this great collection of books. We've got some very good studios in Camden. The quality of the books is better than anything else in the market. So, to just restrict that to one format would seem to be counterproductive when there are people out there who just want to either have it on a USB stick or take it as a download. Let me clarify, the download is a library system, so you borrow the book for a period of time and then you return it, and it's six books at a time, exactly the same as Talking Books, and the collection is also the same as Talking Books. It's 12,000 titles on launch and will be the whole 23,000 by the end of this year.
I was just going to ask, that would be the same amount of books, because that's because I'm an avid reader, I'm a member of the Talking Book service, so I'm really looking forward to having the different options. You allowed people to keep the Daisy players, didn't you, when that service, that part of the RNIB service closed as well, so people still do have the Daisy players, they kept them, so that was a good thing as well.
Yes, they do, but by the same token, we don't know if the players will last for 3 months or another 3 years. And and of course, if we could guarantee that we could always get parts, which is not down to us. I mean, obviously, we don't make the players. And the youngest player in our system, if you like, was more than 6 years old. So, by the time a machine gets to 7 years of life, most people are replacing it, and of course many of the things around the house get replaced even more quickly than that. So these Daisy players have had a really good run, and it was costing us so much to sort of sellotape and push out again the few that we could, but what's much more important is for us to give people more choices of how they want to read these great books, and by the same token, just add to the array of choices that we've already got. On the RNIB Overdrive, there's also a few pieces of audio content that are extra. So we will put some magazines up over there, and we will also put some RNIB podcasts from Insight Radio. And that could be an entertainment feature, like when Jill Daly meets Dolly Parton, which is a nice little half an hour program in itself, or it could be health information or topical information. So, anything that's audio content and our library users tell us that they would like, we're going to introduce over time on the Overdrive platform as well.
Just going back to obviously the additional content, we'll probably go back to books in a moment. And now, obviously, with the partnership with Talking Newspapers and magazines, would it be an option down the line to obviously make the podcast side of that available via Overdrive rather than, say, other podcast software, which a lot of people will currently use?
Yes. The Heathfield operation, which obviously was a separate charity called NTNM but became part of RNIB in July of last year, that's part of the team that I look after. And the talking newspapers and magazines for people who want them as quickly as they can possibly get them. The best way is always to individually subscribe. And again, that's either on CD or that's available on USB as well. But for those who, you know, we're used to going into a library and perhaps there's a, you know, it's not so urgent, but it's in the month of the same issue, that we can put some of those magazines up onto Overdrive as well. Which magazines would be very interested to hear as we start talking to customers that have joined Overdrive, because we have more than 150 titles every month, so it's quite a big choice. So for the real magazine aficionado, the individual subscription is always the best way to get it as quickly as possible. But for the book reader that also doesn't mind browsing into a magazine from time to time, then that will be available on Overdrive as well. It won't be all the magazines, but it will be, the best selection. Now, the podcast that I was referring to, it's anything that the RNIB organisation makes available that, again, we feel that there's a demand for. So it's a very flexible platform over time, and this, you know, getting a book onto Overdrive takes time. I've used, obviously, the service name is RNIB Overdrive, but I haven't introduced who Overdrive is. So Overdrive is a very well-established platform specializing in libraries. So in the UK, they're in about 100 libraries so far. Around the world, they're in 28,000. So, you know, it's a very big, established company. So the platform's stable. The apps work on a variety of devices, and you know we're not inventing anything here that is going to fall over, because we don't know what we're doing. You know, we've sought to partner with a world-renowned expert in this stuff, and you know, we're very excited about how this can go forward. Not that, you know, Talking Books and Overdrive go at the same time to different people, so everything comes down to two questions, really, which is, what do you like to listen to and what do you like to do it on? And depending upon the individual's answer to that and the reading choices that they want to make, then we hope that we've got something that can be of interest.
So what about cost, Clive? Is Overdrive going to be a different subscription?
So if you go through those choices, whether you choose Talking Books on Daisy CD, Talking Books on USB, or Overdrive on download, it's £50 a year, whichever service option you take. So, and the £50 a year, obviously, is just a contribution. We group those together as RNIB listening libraries. And, you know, for us to produce the amount of books that we produce every year, obviously, the £50 from user doesn't cover that, but it's a subsidized service, and it's a good contribution towards it. But yeah, the price is the same whichever format it is.
So if somebody wants to find out more, or they want to sign up for Overdrive, how would they go about doing that?
Well, they can call help desk from Monday, and so the RNIB helpline number is 0303 123 9999. They can also email Overdrive, and it's overdrive@rnib.org.uk.
Well, I mean, I'm personally looking forward to the portability of Overdrive, because most of the time I would listen to a book is on the bus, on my way to work, which carrying a Daisy player around is just a little bit on the bulky side, and the chances are the battery would go flat halfway to work. So I'm really excited for it, for my listening, and to fit more books in during my normal day. And I know you're interested in that side as well, aren't you, Jo?
I am. I mean, I've got a Daisy player, but it is on its last legs. The battery doesn't hold its charge at all anymore. It's got to be plugged in. So so I'm really looking forward to being able to download books onto an iPhone, to be honest.
Well, when we did the trial, as I say, it was 150 people of varying ages and abilities, and 147 out of the 150 were able to do something. One of the biggest advantages that they've said is just the ability to listen to it whenever. So, you know, it takes a few minutes in a Wi-Fi zone to download a book. You can have six at a time. And once you've got the book downloaded, of course, you don't have to be connected. You can go anywhere. You can and be on your favorite device anywhere. And that freedom is a really good one. Of course, if you start listening to a book and you don't like it, you can return it. So you're in control of your bookshelf and your wish list and browsing through the collection at any point in time as well. So, you know, for people who have got these devices and know that they'll use them, it's a really good choice. For many others, sticking with Daisy CDs is exactly what's the best thing for them as well. So as I say, it all comes down to those two fundamental reading choices, really. What do you like to listen to and how do you like to do it? And whichever the answer is, you know, we can supply the same collection on now three formats.
So say, for example, like myself, I've got an iPhone. If I wanted to use the OverDrive service rather than the Daisy CDs and I wanted to download a book, I can do that direct. Do I have to go onto the RNIB website on my phone, or is it done through an app or something like that?
Yeah, it's done through an app. And when people join next week, there's a user guide that we send with all the instructions for that. So you can use OverDrive either on computers or on an app through your smartphone or through devices or tablets. And obviously your account, you can sign into multiple things. You would have to download it to each device in order to listen to it, but it will remember what books you've got in your bookshelf. You can do everything from an iPhone if you wished, but it's not the RNIB website as such. There's a separate one, which is rnibOverdrive.com, or it will be for Monday. So that's the address that we work from. And so OverDrive is a library that is around the country anyway. So some people might already have. They might be a member of the Harrow Library or the Manchester Library or the Penrith Library. If that's the case, then all you do is that you add the RNIB library to the existing OverDrive app. So you can navigate through two collections or multiple collections of libraries. It just depends on which ones you've decided to join. The one distinction I would say with RNIB OverDrive versus the app that you might see in public libraries is most of OverDrive's business in libraries is to do with ebooks. And so, of course, each public library has invested a different amount in their ebook collection. But with RNIB OverDrive, it's only audio content. You know, it's just a very simple, easy way to listen to some very good audiobooks. So that's, you know, we make it as clean and as simple as we can for people.
So just to balance things out, Clive, we've talked about the new service, which is absolutely great for a lot of people, but for those who still do want to use the Daisy Player and the CDs, you do still sell Daisy Players at the RNIB, don't you? It's just the fact that you can't get sort of thousands and thousands at any one time.
Yes, absolutely. So, I mean, we sell hundreds of players a year, and there are different models at different price points, and that will always continue. So if somebody has a Daisy player that then conks out and they can't do anything with it, or they're coming for the first time and would like to get a Daisy player, because a Daisy CD on a Daisy player is definitely the best navigation that somebody can have if that's what they want. You know, there's 35,000 people using Talking Books in the UK, and most of them we think will absolutely stay with CD and we Daisy CD, and we think we can grow that number again. So what we can't do is, of course, find 35,000 Daisy players, and if we did, it would cost us £6 or 7 million. So that's not something that we can do. But individuals can buy Daisy players, and we'll always, as long as people make any quantity of players, you know, we'll have them in the shop and people can buy them.
So how would people get in touch? What's the best way of finding the shop? Is it online or ringing the helpline?
Yeah, it's, I mean, ringing the helpline is always a good thing, but we do have a shop now that's online that people can come to, and it's rnib.org.uk.
Thank you very much, Clive. It's been great talking to you, and obviously hearing sort of the changes, which a lot of people, like I said, were maybe a little bit upset initially about, and obviously with the good news coming of the alternatives, which will really help a lot of people who are more digital savvy, and but still keeping the Daisy format as well, which is fantastic. I really appreciate the time you spent with us. And do you want to just remind people how they can get Overdrive when it launches on Monday?
Yes, certainly. They can call the helpline on 0303 123 9999, or they can send an email to overdrive@rnib.org.uk.
Right, and so thank you very much, and I really appreciate all your time.
Thanks, Clive.
Thank you very much, both of you. And obviously, if we can follow this up, if users have got some questions, people that you talk to, I'll be very happy to do that any time you like.
Great, lovely, thank you.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.